Hey, comedy fans, welcome to another edition of the Comedy at the Carlson Cast. I'm your host. My name is Vinny. We got a great one for you today because our pal Preacher Lawson is back in the studio. This episode is brought to you by our good friends at Three Heads Brewing, makers of Rochester's most delicious beer. Remember, folks, always drink responsibly, do good things, and always be kind. Now, let's start the show. Good morning, Carlson Casters. Thanks for finding us. And hello to those of you who are joining us live on Facebook and YouTube. Feel free to join the conversation by texting your questions to 585-484-0265. Now, for those of you listening at your leisure on the podcast app of your choice, please do us a favor, rate and review. It helps the show tremendously. Now let me introduce my guest today. Preacher Lawson is best known for his hysterical YouTube channel, his many appearances on America's Got Talent, as well as having his own one-hour comedy special, Preacher Lawson, Get to Know Me. He's currently traveling the country in his Locked and Loaded tour, and he'll be performing 5 more shows here at the Carlson this weekend, including a special all-ages matinee at 4 p.m. To grab your tickets, visit carlsoncomedy.com. Good morning, Preacher and Mama Lawson. How are you both doing today?
Man, that lighting is making us look sexy. You see that, Mo?
Yeah,
high five on the black side. Look at this. We over here. You know what I'm saying? So glad to be on a professional set. Wow. A professional set sponsored by Dollar Tree. Wow. You guys know who I am? Huh? Vinny, do you know who Preacher Lawson is?
Yeah, I've had you on the show twice before. That's your mom. I know her. That's Kim. I know your mom. I know you heard who else, Preacher.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I wasn't done with my speech.
Okay. Well, you came at me cold yesterday. You were just like, who are you again?
I did. I was like, who are you?
Yeah,
I know who you were, though.
It was funny.
I was just trolling you. He was explaining to me who he was.
Welcome to my world.
He was like, I'm Vinny. Yeah. You've done my show. Well, maybe because of my beard. He was like explaining, maybe because of my beard. I have the same glasses. I don't know why. It's like, bro, I'm joking. I know where you are.
All right. Well, you got me good. So, Preacher, let's find out a couple things real quick. Why is this called the Locked and Loaded Tour?
Because I got locks. That's my hair. You know, that's what dreads are called, locks.
Yo.
I'm locked and I'm loaded with jokes. I just need a tour name. So I think I'm different. First off, my jokes are a little bit different. And, you know, my hair is different. So, I mean, I think my hair is pretty evident. Like, when people see me, you know, sometimes they don't even fully recognize. Like, man, that dude looks familiar. And they just remember me with short hair. So, that's why I decided.
And then you have to explain to the people who they are, even if they know who you are, kind of like I had to do for you last night.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Yeah, man.
All right. So, you're doing an all-ages show coming up Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
What's the sweet spot for, do you think, like when you perform for younger folks, it's a little different, obviously, than performing for 21 and up.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What do you think is the sweet spot for a show like that?
I think you just kind of, I mean, a lot of crowd work, to be honest with you. They don't laugh at, I'm going to do this pretty much 90% the same thing I do on all my shows.
Yeah.
But I think when kids are involved, they need a little more interaction. Because they have ADHD.
Sure.
So if you're talking to them, they're kind of the focus. And so they can't be distracted. Last time I was here, I think some kid went under the table and started making cricket noises. Right? Not like as in like, oh, you're bombing cricket noises. He just went under the table to hide. And was like, I'm going to do cricket noises. And he's not going to notice me. And I'm like, why would I not? Because he's a kid. Kids are dumb. So I was like, and he's probably a grown man now because this happened like years ago. I think it was like, he was probably like 12, he's probably like 18 now. But I just remember him doing cricket noises. And I was like, what are you doing, man? And he thought he was invincible because he was under a table. But, you know, kids.
Yeah, it's not the table isn't going to hide you.
Yeah, boy, he's a kid, bro. Kids are dumb. I mean, unless you're watching this, you're probably a smart kid. But outside of that, you know, kids are just, you know, look, man, I'm dumb and I'm grown.
Sure.
Okay, but
I imagine there's been a couple of drunk hecklers who have interrupted a show and climbed under the table.
Oh, you mean like yesterday?
Did that happen to you yesterday?
They didn't climb under the table, but they were pretty drunk.
Yeah.
They were pretty drunk. They were yelling at me a lot.
They knew the snow was coming, Preacher.
Yeah, they knew the snow was coming, so they're like, let's yell at Preacher because snow is coming. And that makes,
So
he's not giving me enough tension. Let me help him.
They like to yell. I mean, I get heckled every show, so I mean, I think it's pretty normal.
I feel like it's because people just kind of love you and feel like they know you.
Yeah.
I feel like you get more interaction from people because they feel so close and connected, attached to you.
Yeah, I feel like this is what I feel like. I feel like maybe that's a component, but I also feel that most people that see me aren't comedy fans. Mm-hmm. They're fans of television. You know, America's Got Talent. Sure. And sure. Now I'm having more comedy fans, but they're fans of like TV. They might see me on a TV show. I someone see come out and see me from Connecting on NBC. Right. So I have different things that sure. people see me from, and they don't necessarily know me for comedy. They don't watch comedy, right? And so they don't have comedy etiquette. So they go and they're like, oh, you're not on TV anymore. So they just talk to me.
Yeah.
Like they talk to me like they're at the house
sure.
on the TV, or they're, you know, and they just say whatever they want to say. But I think also, I mean, I think people do love me. I hope they do love me. I love them.
Is there a different approach that you've had to take to stand up because of how much television you've done? Like, I know a lot of club comics never, people who work clubs their entire careers and don't do like big TV sets and stuff like that, they think about the audience in the room. You kind of have to think about the audience at home. Where do these two meet for you in your head when you're preparing?
I mean, I don't care about what they see me on. I'm just going to try to be funny. So I don't try to tailor my comedy towards any certain group or anything. I just do my style of comedy. Even like the kids, I just think it's smarter to kind of involve more crowd work. But I just do my set, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, strategy's got to be a little bit different though, right? I mean, you just feel it the way it is that night, and that's the way you go for it.
I just do my set. I don't switch it up at all. I just do my set. I mean, I would say if someone does something, I don't know, I've been doing comedy in March, it'd be 14 years. So I think I've seen a lot of things, and I feel like I can adapt to certain situations, but I'm not going up here with, this is the type of jokes I'm going to do. I used to do that but if it's my crowd, it's my crowd. They come to see me, you know, but before I would be like, okay, this is a different crowd. I got to do it for this crowd. Okay, this is a church group. This is a all black. This is all white. This is all, you know, like, this is, you know, this is a mixed crowd. You know, I mean, it's just...
It's kids.
It's kids. And, you know, you and when you do, you know, this is a corporate gig. Corporate gigs, you may have to do that.
Sure.
Corporate gigs, which are really... She's thinking about a corporate gig that she did. Her first, was it your first one?
It was my first corporate gig.
She wasn't supposed to go up, I knew it was going to be bad. So I let her go. I was like, yeah, go on stage. And I just wanted to experience it.
What happened? What was it like for you?
It was probably one of the worst experiences.
No,
of
mine. No.
It was
that was the worst.
Yeah.
It wasn't the one of the worst.
It was horrible. Like there were about 20 people in the back of the room that as soon as I got on stage, got up and walked out. And then, yeah,
oh, no.
Yeah.
That's just rude.
And then there was a guy on the left that was having a very loud conversation with his table group and just was laughing, and like I didn't have a mic. It was a horrible experience. So.
Well, he's been doing it 14 years. How long have you been doing it for now?
About a year.
Yeah. Now I saw your set the first time you were here, and I saw you last night. You're getting good. You're getting good at comedy.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Are you having fun?
I have a lot more fun now. And I feel like I've grown so much. I'm interacting with the crowd now a lot more. And I'm having fun.
Well, you have... you're going to be on all the shows the rest of the weekend too, folks. So come on down and see Preacher and Mama Lawson at Comedy at the Carlson this weekend. You get your tickets right now at carlsoncomedy.com. Now, Preacher, infamously, you don't swear, you don't cuss. Is that's true? You just try to avoid it at all costs?
I'm not trying to avoid it. I'm not trying to be different. I just didn't grow up cussing. She, you know, shut up was a cuss word. Like, shut up don't go up, but prices do. Like, you couldn't even say shut up in the house. So, for me, it's not like, it's not a marketing tool. I think a lot of people think that, like, I'm trying to refrain from cussing.
I don't think it's a marketing tool.
I'm not saying you do, but some people do. They think that, like, maybe I'm just not cussing because it's like a caricature or something.
Sure.
But I grew up not cussing, so for me, cussing would be uncomfortable. I do cuss now. I started cussing in 2020, so I'm a little late, you know. You know, but
He doesn't around me.
Yeah, I would never. I feel like, yeah, but I don't really cuss around anyone.
Did you ever catch him cussing when he was a kid?
Never.
Never once?
Never
Look,
once.
Look, man, Darren's one of, you're like one of my best friends, okay? You know me for over a decade. So when did I start cussing?
Even when you say you start, you don't even cuss now.
Yeah.
So I just, yeah.
He doesn't even cuss. Do you remember the first time you let one fly? What was like the circumstance?
Yeah, I was eight.
You're 8 years old.
I was hanging around with this kid named Antar, and which he got kicked out of Oregon. Which is wild.
A whole state.
It's wild that
you
got
kicked out of a state.
Bro, I don't know. But he was just not the influence I should have been around. And I actually ended up leaving. But I was hanging out with him, and then I remember him. I don't know how he convinced me to start cussing. I cussed out some lady, and I remember cussing her out. She was like, "All right, what are we doing here?" And then I went back, and I was like, "I'm so sorry." I went back when I was by myself. I cussed her out when I was with Anton.
Okay.
And then I went back by myself, like, "I'm so sorry." She's like, "It's okay, baby." You know, I remember her being so sweet after I just cussed her out, and I just can't believe I did that. Now I'm thinking about it, but yeah, I cussed when I was like 8, and then I think I said a couple cuss words, you know, from 8 to like, you know, like 25. 25, I did an audition where I was cussed. I had to say, get the hell out of here. And I remember like feeling uncomfortable doing that. So I asked him if I could say heck. And of course, I didn't get the call back. And like, you know, but in 2020, I think I wanted to be a heel. And so I was tired of people said I can't cuss. Which made me annoyed, and so I started cussing.
So it was more like, "I'm going to show you."
It wasn't more of "I'm going to show you." You know, I guess so. Maybe. I don't know. It was just more like, you know, people was like, "It's not like I can't, because I just don't." It's just like, you know what I mean? Like I didn't. I don't use the N word either. You know, and I can do it. I can give myself permission to use it. And I just don't. I mean, there's just certain words I don't use in my vernacular, but I just don't cuss, man. I just don't. I mean, you know, there's certain times where cussing is warranted, but, you know, just not in my everyday life.
I understand.
But now, why you ask me that?
Well, no, I just think it's interesting because I have friends who went their entire lives purposefully never swearing, and I just.
What was the reason?
Brought up religious, and they just decided they never wanted to swear, and they actively refused to. And I was just kind of curious if it was like a choice because you just don't like words like that, or if it's just because you don't feel it fits your personality. And I was kind of curious what the story was there.
No, it's my mom. My mom didn't cuss. I feel like a lot of people a lot of people that they grew up in certain situations. Where like they're like their parents, they don't cuss, but then they cuss, so their kids are gonna see that and they just start cussing. She said don't cuss and she never cussed.
Sure.
So I was never around it. Like she didn't cuss at the house, so there's no cussing inside the house. Went to church, there's no cussing. The only time I heard cussing was when I was at school, and I would hear kids cuss, and I would feel bad for them because I'm like, you're going to hell. Like you cussed.
That'll
I feel bad for you. Enjoy the air conditioner while you can, because it's about that get hot. You know, but you know, I don't think I'm not I'll have people tell me after shows, like they're like, "Man, I'm so glad I can come to your show because you don't do cussing and stuff, and it's good that you don't cuss and keep not cussing." It's like, if I want to cuss, I'm a cuss. You know, I don't think cussing is good or bad. I think cussing is just, I mean, it's words, you know, but.
You're not a prude about it. You just, you have your own way.
I just don't do it.
I appreciate that about you.
Oh, thanks,
man. You do your own thing.
I do my own thing, man.
I like it. Now, you are traveling all over the country. Now, we just brought up, this is the second stop on your Locked and Loaded tour, if I'm correct. And you're traveling with your wonderful mother all across the country.
Yeah.
Do you feel like traveling and performing with your mom helps or hurts your dating life?
I mean, it definitely hurts it for sure, man. People, it does. Why people like are intimidated? They don't want to come up and try to talk to me and be like. I mean,
Some of them don't care.
Some of them don't care. That's true.
do the ladies make you uncomfortable sometimes?
They don't make me uncomfortable.
But no. They don't make her uncomfortable. Yeah. But I think they're intimidated or something because they're like, "Well, I don't want to go up there and seem like women don't approach men at all anyway." Sure. Women don't approach men, you know, so if let's just say a woman would approach me, haven't heard, like, that's in their mind, they're like, that's another barrier. So they're, you know, that kind of like probably just, you know, but I definitely get hit on less without my mom, but I don't care. I'm not gonna date a fan, you know.
I understand that.
So I mean, for me it doesn't matter. And the women that do hit on me with my mom around, they're not women I usually would like to date, to be honest with you. They're a little too, you know,
too much,
a little forward.
Yeah, man. I feel like, you know, when women are, I don't mind if a woman is you know, approaches me. I think that's great. But like, if a woman is aggressive, like aggressive, I'm like, that means you're aggressive to other men, and men don't say no. So you know,
that's actually pretty smart.
Yeah,
I mean,
men don't say no. So it's like, that means you're just you getting your money's worth.
Or not. Hey, folks, remember to get your tickets, carlsoncomedy.com. There are 5 shows left this weekend, including an all-ages matinee this Saturday.
3 of them are sold out.
They are. The early shows are sold out, and I believe one of the
4?
The 4 is sold out now?
No, I'm asking you.
No.
I don't believe the 4 is yet.
Yeah, it's, the 4 and the 2
9s. It's the 7 o'clock.
Yeah, the 4 and the 2 9s. The 7 o'clock shows are all sold out.
Yeah,
so we'll see you at the late show for any of you who are watching this now thinking about getting your tickets. Yeah. We'll see you either at 4 or we'll see you at 9.
Yeah.
Now, Preacher, you are a very interesting performer. Stand-up comedy, I feel like you could pretty much do anything. You talked a little bit today about how you went out and did some acting, or you tried to do some acting, and you didn't get the call back. Now that you are Preacher Lawson, the machine that sells out clubs all over the country, have you thought about acting? Have you thought about getting into TV? Have you thought about movies? What are you thinking for you?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I've thought about acting. I haven't taken it as seriously as I probably should have. You know, it's to me, it's harder than stand up. But I mean, that's because I've been doing stand up longer. It's a little harder and it's not as fun as stand-up. I do love acting, but it's just it's a different art form. And, you know, it's just, I just love stand-up. I'm really focused on this special, and I feel like, you know, I haven't been as focused on acting, but I do want to eventually get into acting. I'm writing a movie, you know, I'm writing a TV show as well, so.
Do you need a doughy best friend for your movie? I'm just curious.
Hey, well, just in case. All right. Just in case, I'll hit you up.
So, is this movie that you're writing, is it a comedy? Is it a drama?
It's a drama. I mean, if anything, it's a dramedy. It's funny parts in it, but it's not to be funny.
It has everything in it.
Yeah, it has everything. It has showed in the script. But yeah, it's not so much me trying to, it's not so much a comedy.
Okay.
You know, it's definitely it's really dark, if anything.
You know what? That's really interesting in itself that you would say that. Do you feel like maybe that creating that was an outlet to you to kind of get away from the silly comedy time, just kind of show a different aspect of your personality?
Yeah, but I mean, maybe not intentional. You know, I just think that everybody has, like, I mean, if you pay attention to a lot of my jokes, they're kind of, you know, more so dark. If you pay attention. You know, but I mean, I don't think of it as dark, man. It's just kind of life. Like, it, you know, everything in, it's not like I was focusing on trying to be dark or I ever try to be dark. I just think, you know, dark things happen in light and light things happen in life. And I think it's just life. You know, I think that's what makes, you know, the good things of life so beautiful is like when, you know, bad things happen. You know, you remember it. So when you're in a good space, you're like, man, I'm so glad I'm not there anymore. Like, I don't even, like, I remember seeing, like, a meme, was it yesterday, where someone was like, they have a chip that they put in your brain to keep you from being depressed. Yesterday. And it's like, I don't want that. I mean, there's some people out there that might need that chip. But me personally, I mean, you know,
you're gonna have to give me a better reason than not to get a chip in the brain than just not to be depressed.
Yeah, it's
I need it to fix male pattern baldness.
I mean, like
Alzheimer's.
Something.
Yeah.
I mean, depression is a part of life, man. Like for me, I mean, I just think it's like it makes life for me sweeter. And when I'm in that, and I'm like, man, it's like it just makes it. You have to. It like feels like you're in a tunnel, And then you always seeing the light is like, man, this is great. It just makes it better.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be depressed, but I don't want to not feel. I want to feel everything in life. I feel lucky to be alive, you know. And I feel like I don't want to take like natural parts of life away.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like depression a lot of times is your body being like, hey, man, get out of this situation. Yeah. You got to. It's like a wake up call. Like, yeah, you got to go. So for me, it is. For me.
Yeah. I try to remind myself that, you know, the bad stuff is the price of admission for this wonderful ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just going
to. That's the perfect way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the time I just say, hey, it's price of admission. Here we are.
Yeah. Listen, man. I mean, if you're alive right now, especially in America, you're like so, so lucky. Yeah. I mean, you're so lucky that we could have been born like. I mean, there's times that people were born with certain diseases that they would just die. You know, they would just die. Now we have like things that fix that.
The,
and
the
like,
best thing that they could do is get leeches.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm just grateful to be here. So
I think I just want to say, just looking at, because I did read the part of the script of the movie, and I don't even see it as dark. And this is just an onlooker looking, or you know, just somebody that's like, I see at a lot of the movie is a reality. Like there's if you look at your life, there's parts of your life that make you laugh. Yeah. There's parts of your life that make you cry. There's parts of, I mean, and I feel like that. His movie encompasses all of that. So it's just different parts of life in an hour and a half or whatever. So
yeah, thank you.
I always feel that comedians, when they go into the world of reality, always present it in a much better, more interesting way than people who are just all about the sad stuff all the time.
Yep.
And I feel like it's the lens of a comedian that makes any topic interesting.
Yeah.
It's how that comedian sees it mm-hmm. and then reflects it out to everybody else. So I would love to watch the Preacher Lawson movie.
Thanks, man.
I really think that
that's
really sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's
we're a while out from the start of the project, though. We're back.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think that, you know, man, I just lost my train of thought, but I was, I just wanted to, you know, add on to what you just said.
About the project,
but it's, I forgot it.
So right now you're working on another project, though. You got a new special coming up?
Yeah, we'll see. I sent my tape to, my management. They're shopping it around, so we'll see what happens, and if you know a larger network picks it up, and if not, then I'll just post it on my social media. I'll just record it myself. But yeah, we'll see what happens. I want to get rid of this material because I'm just ready to like start something new, you know. So I'm
you built a cocoon of material and you're ready to fly.
Yeah, I'm ready to fly.
Preacher, when the comedy business is kind of shifted. When you say something like releasing it myself, do you feel like that's a fail? Because a lot of people think that's a big win.
I don't think it's a fail or win. I don't think it's any way. I mean, I don't think people watch TV anymore. You know, people watch podcasts. Like people watch Netflix, Hulu and, you know, and like, you know, HBO, and they'll watch YouTube. Mm-hmm. They're not watching, no one has like TV. I remember this happened like 6 years ago. I was in the Mall of America.
Okay.
And I remember some people recognized me. They're like, oh my gosh, you know, they took a picture with me and all this stuff. And some kids walked over. They're like, oh, are you like a YouTuber? That's what they asked me. They didn't ask me if I was an actor, a comedian, a singer, a rap. They asked me if I was a YouTuber. So like, YouTubers are the new celebrities. So I don't think releasing anywhere is a fail or win. I mean, there's people that release have Netflix specials that you've never heard of.
Sure.
You know, but for me,
specials don't always move the needle. A Netflix special doesn't move the needle the same way that an appearance on The Tonight Show did in 1992.
Right.
Yeah. Especially after 2020, it made a huge difference because people were like, oh, we're just going to be on our phones. So I don't think it's a L either way. I honestly, I remember someone telling me this guy, he was on Last Comic Standing. I wish I could remember his name, but he's like the bus stops for everyone, right? I remember him saying that he's like, everyone gets their opportunity, and it's like, are you ready or not? So I don't care who you are. There's no secret to losing weight. There's no secret to getting, you know, making money. There's no, everyone knows it's the same recipe for anything ever you want to do. And that's hard work. Like, and it happens. It just happens. If you work hard, it happens. It's not, and it's not like it might happen. It all, everything I've ever wanted ever in my life, I've gotten. Every girl I really liked and I wanted to date, and I was like, man, I dated her.
Okay.
Every goal I had with comedy wise that I've had, I gotten. I was like, I want to sell out a weekend at a club, or I want to sell out comic, you know, like a theater, or I want to be on a sitcom. Mm-hmm. I did a sitcom. I mean, you know, they canceled that thing. But I want everything I've ever wanted, I've gotten, because and if I have not gotten it, it's because I didn't work hard. I already know. You know yeah. If you're working hard or not.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that wherever you land is up to you.
Sure.
You know, so
I'm not going to call that a brag. I'm going to call it facts. The man has absolutely manifested all the stuff that he's wanted. But what do you want next? Like, what's the thing on your plate that's got you like excited?
Yeah, I want a lot of things, but I just kind of keep that in my journal. So, okay. Yeah, we'll see what happens. You know, I don't like saying that out loud because I don't know, man. So, it's too much pressure. People are like, what about that thing that you say you're going to do? You know, it's like, you know, but I have a couple things I want to do and I'm really excited about. But right now, my number one priority is sleep. Okay. That's my number one.
I'm going to let you go get to it. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
I wasn't trying to get off. It's sleep and, you know.
And we're out.
Yeah. Understood.
No, but my number one priority is sleep. And then my second one is getting this material out. And then I have a couple more. I have a couple more that my family and my close friends know. And like I tell you, anytime I want something, it's gonna happen. Because I'll just work for it. I'll just work for it. It'll be a lot of work, but it'll happen. And after it happens, I'll be like, that was the thing.
Okay, let me know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, send up the flare. So, folks, Preacher Lawson, like I said, I feel like I'm repeating myself to death. There are 5 more shows. 2 of them are sold out. So you have the opportunity to get tickets to the 4 o'clock show Saturday, which is all ages. Bring the family. Come and have some fun. Fun, clean show. You're going to be able to see Mama Lawson and Preacher Lawson. Ooh. And then, you know, we got these 9 o'clock shows. Preacher might let his hair down a little bit more. Might have a little more fun. Might have a little more fun at this 9 o'clock show.
Yeah, yeah. Might cuss y'all N-words out.
It might happen. I can't guarantee it, but this might be the weekend where it happens. So you get your tickets at carlsoncomedy.com for that. And if you could do me a favor, folks, check out preacherlawson.com. Follow him wherever you follow people on social media, at Preacher Lawson, Instagram, Twitter, and also visit his YouTube page. You'll have a lot of fun on that. Cooking. What can you just put whatever you want to up on that YouTube page, whatever strikes your fancy, huh?
Yeah, I don't even post on there, but I should post more. I mean, I'll post like once every 17 years, but I do kind of like, I had a cooking show at some point, and you know, I have some clips up, and I used to do reaction videos, but yeah, I'll just
there's some great stand-up clips on there, man. There's
yeah.
some fun
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So check out Preacher on YouTube, and who knows, maybe a comedy special might just drop one day. You have no idea what's going to happen on that channel.
Yeah, I have a couple ideas. What's going to drop?
Very good. So we will we'll be back next week with Jordan Rock. Until then, Act Right Rochester. We will see you at the show. Thank you, Mama Lawson. Where can
Thank
we follow you.
You,
by the way?
It's MamaLawson.com on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
It's Mama Lawson.
You say it's MamaLawson.com?
It's Mama Lawson. Just it's Mama Lawson, I guess.
.com?
It's Mama Lawson. Just
you got a. You know what I'm saying, you got a website.
Well, I do, but I have the you'll do better just to hit me up on the social media.
Wait, you got a website? It's MamaLawson.com?
What's the matter with that?
Did I say it's something a matter? I didn't think it was a matter. I think it's great.
It's the way you said it. It's okay, like, you got a website? You got a website?
Because I didn't know that. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
I thought it was really... Yeah. She's just like, yeah, it's awesome, actually. Yeah. I got it. What'd you get?
I've been having It's Mama Lawson, but I just haven't posted a lot. I mean, just like my YouTube page, I have stuff on there, but I haven't... I need to post more.
It's MamaLawson.com. You have a website? Or you have social media?
I have social
media. I'm opening this up. I'm going to find out right now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Because okay. I didn't know you had a website. It's Mama... Yeah, because, yeah, I should have went on my phone.
Is it?
Is it a website?
It does not appear to be a website.
Oh, you lied to me.
It does not appear to be a website.
You lied to me. Wow.
But at It's Mama Lawson... And we will see you next week with Jordan.
Hold on, we don't need to leave right now because we need to go through this. You just lied to me.
I didn't just lie to you.
You lied to me in front of my
friends. I said it's a social media.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I just misheard you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just playing. Hey, listen, I love y'all. Thank y'all so much for coming out
to the
Preacher Lawson podcast. And make sure you subscribe.
The Preacher Lawson podcast.
And, you know, add us on social media. And, hey, man, we're out.
We're going to be laughing with the Lawsons this weekend.
Whoop, whoop.
Until next time, I'll try it again. Act Right Rochester. We'll see you at the show.
All right. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you for being awesome and watching another episode of the Carlson Cast. Don't forget, we're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube every Friday morning. You could also follow us on social media on Twitter and Instagram at CarlsonCast. You can listen anytime on iTunes, Google Play, and we're now available on Spotify. You should also check out an amazing app called Laughable. And on the Laughable app, you can connect to your favorite comedians in a way you never thought you could before. Download it in the App Store and visit CarlsonCast.com for information on more shows. And don't be a jerk. Rate and review.